The Chewitna Coal Project would have been the largest coal strip mining operation in the state if it had moved forward. Plans for the project have been in the works for decades, with a hallmark of the process being a strained back and forth between industry concerns and environmental supporters. As of the end of last month, however, Pacrim Coal has decided to suspend all of its permitting activities for the project. Pacrim Coal sent a letter announcing the decision to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers on March 30th. The decision was announced publicly the following day on the Chewitna webpage through the Department of Natural Resources, Division of Mining, Land, and Water.
Well, the west side of Kuskokwim is still a very remote and spectacularly beautiful place, and the Chewitna watershed is unique in that it supports all five species of wild Pacific salmon.
That was Cook Inlet Keeper's Bob Shavelson speaking with KBBI back in 2015. Inlet Keeper had partnered with a local advocacy group called the Chewitna Citizens Coalition in opposition to the mine.
Like everywhere around Cook Inlet, the Chinook fisheries have been getting hammered recently, and nobody has a great understanding on that, but the Chewitna River has been listed by the Department of Fish and Game as a fishery of concern for Chinook, so that's just another reason that we should protect it, because if our king salmon are hanging on by a thread right now, we need to provide everything that we can in a changing climate to make sure they have the resilience to fight back.
The native village of Tyonik lauded the decision to do just that in a statement released yesterday. Tribal President Arthur Standifer wrote, quote, "Our salmon, our way of life, and our land are safe," end quote. Tyonik and the nearby community of Beluga are the nearest villages to the proposed mining site. Standifer wrote, quote, "We can fish our river without any worries of harmful effects to our waters, our fish, or any marine life, as well as the wildlife that surround the waters of our river," end quote. The Native American Rights Fund, or NARF, also praised the announcement. They called it a powerful victory for Tyonik, but said they recognized it as only one fight of many against development projects that, quote, "threaten to destroy the ways of life in Native communities throughout Alaska and across the United States." Over the past several years, there's been significant debate over water rights in the watershed that stemmed from dueling proposals for water rights by both Pacrim Coal and the Chewitna Citizens Coalition. The company had proposed to divert water from a tributary of the Chewitna River called Middle Creek and mine hundreds of feet down. The coalition argued the tributary was crucial to spawning salmon in the area and should be reserved for fish. In an interview with KBBI back in 2015, coalition co-founder Judy Heilman said the needs of fishermen and subsistence users should be prioritized.
It's very important for Alaskans to be able to fish and fill their freezers with salmon. There's never been a salmon stream that's been restored that's been destroyed like that.
Had the project been permitted, Pacrim projected it would have had a 25-year life and produced up to 12 million tons of coal per year as part of a surface mining and export development business. For KBBI News, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.